Live in studio is Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon. Commissioner, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate the commission joining us on a monthly basis to give us some updates. And, of course, this weekend starts the Lincoln County Fair. And in the conversations we've had with the Fair Board, and Del Cunningham's been on the air a couple of times, he's just reiterated how supportive the commission has been to make sure that the fair happens this year. And why is that? Fairs all over the area have been canceling, and neighboring counties, neighboring states. Why is Lincoln County so committed to the fair?
We're committed because of all the young people that are going to be affected if we don't have one. This is just a county-wide fair. All the animals that have been groomed and taken care of all summer for these kids, and it's a way of life for us. I hope people don't think that we're being flippant by having a fair. We're very serious about it. We're serious about the Fair Board being careful. They're going to have a little bigger staff than they normally do so that they can stress the social distancing and have disinfectant. For instance, the carnival, every hour that'll be pulled down or stopped, and they'll disinfect and wipe down. We may even have to hold that to a 240 people, 250 people at a time. Take them out, bring some others in.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon with us in studio. And Commissioner, just some of those points. I know that the Fair Board has been in very close contact with public health, and a lot of precautions are being taken, absolutely.
Well, and we publicly need to thank Dr. Quayle and Patrice Baker, Jay Hogerson, and Steve Malik for the work that they've done to help us get our variants. We were tickled when that happened. It came from the governor and the state health nurse. So we feel pretty good about it right now.
All right. Commissioner Jerry Harmon with the Lincoln County, Lincoln County Commission. Future of the fair. I wanted to ask you this. You know, it's not a cheap thing to do. And, you know, budgets are always in crunch mode, and especially recently. So it's probably too soon to say exactly what changes may be happening, but as far as, you know, fair budgets and the future of the Lincoln County Fair, what do you foresee?
You know, that's an interesting question. That's a hard one to answer. Of course, we hope that we have a fair, but we may have to downsize it somewhat. A lot's going to determine what happens between now and next budget year. We just concluded our budget on this year, and we balanced. Well, there's some projects we had to leave go. We didn't lay anybody off, but that's even up for debate later on.
Of course, one of the big things that contribute to the budget and what those discussions are coal. And I understand you and legislative leaders have had quite a few meetings in recent weeks on the future of coal and mining and natural resources in the county.
The last 3 weeks, I think we've been in about 10 meetings. And I mean, as soon as we're done here, I'm headed for Kemmer today with Commissioner King. We'll be meeting with a few more people that have to do with the management of some of these companies. They're reaching out to us, and so we're reaching back. And I hope that we have some success.
We're again with Jerry Harmon, Lincoln County Commissioner, this morning in studio on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, anything else you wanted to touch on? Any other announcements today?
We've got a temporary new ranger in the Kemmer District for Forest Service. You'll know the name, Blake Dory. We're glad that he's there in that position. Plan to have a meeting with him soon. But still working with the BLM and Forest Service on several issues.
You've been working with them. I know that this has been one of your projects that you spearheaded, is the logging, working with the BLM and Forest Service. And has that continued to progress this as the summer's gone on?
It is. COVID-19 has thrown a wrench into a couple of the projects, but we're still visiting with them, and they're still working on paperwork and NEPA process to get some more sales up.
Commissioner, anything else you wanted to mention in studio today?
No, we've got a Board of Equalization on August 10th coming up, and then we have the primary election, of course, on the 18th. And people need to get out and vote or vote via the mail right now.
Yeah, absentee's open now, right?
Right.
Yep, and there is going to be polling locations, right? They're not no talk right now of doing mail only. voting?
Well, no. We're going to have at least 7 places where people can come and vote. It's going to be a little bit different this year than it was last year. There's not as many stations. But I hope people will realize that because of the COVID and because of the budget, we're cutting back on areas that we vote in.
Commissioner Terry Harmon in studio. Commissioner, thanks so much. Anything else?
No, thank you very much.
It's all part of, you bet. It's part of the Weekday Wake Up on SBI Radio.